We have all kinds of neat things that we've got going on here. But here's the thing. No shit works unless you do shit. I can sit here and I can give you the fucking world in weight loss. I can say all the words on these calls. But until you do some of the work, it will mean nothing. So a lot of the work, I want to say this before we get started with the questions. A lot of the work that I give you requires writing, journaling, and seeing what you think on paper. The reason why I give you that work is because when you see what's going on in your head, then you understand, why don't I do the things that I tell myself? So let's do an example. Let's say I keep saying, you know, fill out these worksheets, do your planner. You better write, bitch. I keep saying this, and your thoughts about writing are, well, it won't matter. Like, my life's not going to change anyway. No matter what I do, shit always stays the same. Or, well, once I get it on paper, now, Corinne, that makes it real. And when I think it makes it real, that means, like, now I'm going to be ashamed of how I think. Somebody else is probably going to know that I'm broken. When you have a lot of story around writing and stuff like that, don't be shocked that you sit and don't do it. The reason why I have you write is you need to know those stories. This is exactly how we self-sabotage ourselves from the get-go. Here's what I know is true. If you don't write what's going on in your head, it's just very real in your brain. The only way for it ever to not be real is to actually write it down, see it on paper, know that that is your thoughts, and then allow yourself to try to start poking holes in it so that it feels less real. Fact, anything that swirls in your head without your intervention always feels true. Always. Why would it not feel true? You're not challenging it. You're just letting it swirl. So this whole idea that once you write, things become real is false. When you write it down, it becomes the fiction of your brain on paper. When it's in your brain, it feels like a nonfiction book. It feels like the encyclopedia of me. This is just how I am. This is just how the world works. This is just the way it is. That's what it's like when it's in your brain. So that book of lies right there, putting it on paper doesn't make it real. It makes it acknowledged that you got sentences. One of the other things y'all tell me all the time is that, like, well, it doesn't matter. Like, nothing's going to change. Wrong. Here's the truth. Nothing changes that isn't looked at. But yeah, nothing's probably changed for you because you just keep doing the same shit over and over again, feeling sorry for yourself, sitting around. Like, so many of you complain to me that nothing changes. You can't even tell me shit you've tried to do. Or whatever you tried to do, like, you tried it one time. And the second it didn't work, it felt you shamed yourself so much that you insta-quitted. You didn't stick with it long enough to even see if it would work. So we have to challenge the thought that nothing ever changes. The thought needs to be, things can change as long as I'm willing to go for it. Things can change. I may not like what I have to do. I mean, here's a better truth. It's not that things can't change. It's really that I just might not like having to execute the change needed. Like, let's say you're married to a complete asshole for 20 years. And for 20 years, you've been sitting around going, nothing changes. And you like daydream about leaving them and stuff. And I'm not advocating y'all getting a divorce, but let's just say a divorce was supposed to be in the cards, but you're avoiding it because of all your fears of what your friends and your family would think and blah, 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 blah. It's not that nothing ever changes. Is that the change in which you want is hard. The change in which you dream about, you're scared of. So at least in those things, be truthful about what's going on. Because then you give yourself, like, let's say you ain't going to leave the asshole, 20 years of assholery. But when you start writing about it and doing your work and stuff, you start noticing that you gave up on lots of things in your life. And so before you get rid of asshole, you at least give yourself a fighting chance to be like, but what could I change? Like, do I need to think about myself like the asshole thinks about me before I ditch that, you know, 200 pounds of weight? Let me ditch all the weight I'm carrying around about me because I've been adopting the asshole's thoughts about me. There's so much that can be had when we start writing and we start journaling. And I keep going back telling y'all, like, one of the most important things I'm ever going to teach you as an OBS woman is how to unload mental shit, how to unload your mental weight. That lets the physical weight come off easier. You always ask me, how can I lose weight easier? The path is through thinking easier. Not thinking everything is so hard. Not thinking everything's bad. Not thinking like I can't have what I want. Think like dropping thoughts of like, you know, I can't eat bread. I don't give a fuck if you eat bread or not, but quit telling yourself that somebody's taking it away from you. I don't care if you think your metabolism's taken away from you. I don't care if you think a diagnosis is taking it away from you. I don't care if you're celiac. I don't care if you got hormone dysfunction. I don't care if you just read some random shit on the internet in 1995 about bread, and now you think that took it away from you. Stop thinking that. Start telling yourself, here's how I think about bread. I eat it or I don't. No one's taking it away from me. If I decide not to eat it so I don't have to have diarrhea or I don't have to have stomach cramps, then I'm going to at least tell the truth. I'm going to quit acting like this is restrictive. I'm going to quit acting like this is deprivation. This is me not wanting to have diarrhea. At least be truthful. Truth will feel better. As they say, the truth shall set you free.